President Obama is up for re-election, and he's running against Congress. In the State of the Union address last night, the president said, far from managing the decline, he saved the country from disaster. Well, do Americans buy it? Is the country on the right track? And if not, who's to blame? It's Wednesday, January 25th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning to you. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee this morning. In this hour, reaction and analysis of an election year State of the Union. In New York City, the NYPD is watching what some see as anti-Muslim propaganda. And also we have a discussion with David Sanger, who's going to be helping us in his own special way to talk about the State of the Union. And you're talking about Romney's tax returns. Ed from New York had this to say: it's silly to say that Warren Buffett paid less taxes than his secretary. He was taxed at a lower rate. Well, to be fair, Ed, the president did use the word lower. What stood out? We want to know what stood out for you in the State of the Union. Tell us what you think about the speech or where you think the state of your union, your family, is right now. 877-8-MY-TAKE is the number to call. But first, let's check in on the morning's top headlines. A daring nighttime raid in the Horn of Africa rescues an American hostage, two American hostages held by Somali pirates. U.S. forces flying in on helicopters to free 32-year-old Jessica Buchanan. One was American and one was Danish. A 60-year-old Danish worker was another hostage. Buchanan and her Danish counterpart had been working with a demining unit of the Danish Refugee Council. President Obama released a statement this morning praising the successful mission. President Obama hits the road today, the morning after the State of the Union address. In a 90-minute speech, the president outlined plans for making the tax code more fair and college tuition more affordable. He took a swipe at lawmakers who he blamed for stalling his policies. However, he stopped short of calling them a do-nothing Congress.
As long as I'm president, I will work with anyone in this chamber to build on this momentum. But I intend to fight obstruction with action, and I will oppose any effort to return to the very same policies that brought on this economic crisis in the first place.
The president is off to Iowa, Arizona, Nevada, and Colorado on part of a three-day swing to tout his economic goals and surely to press for his reelection. Republicans, meanwhile, took issue with the president's agenda and accused the government of becoming too involved in Americans' lives. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels gave the GOP response, saying the president's ideas are not working.
The president's grand experiment in trickle-down government has held back rather than sped economic recovery. He seems to sincerely believe we can build a middle class out of government jobs paid for with borrowed dollars.
What do you think of the president's speech? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll be joined by some voters from across the political spectrum who give their take in just a few minutes. Tahrir Square is alive this morning with activity as Egyptians mark 1 year since the beginning of an uprising that forced out President Hosni Mubarak. A state of emergency in place for more than three decades is being partially lifted by the country's military rulers. It took protesters 18 days to oust Mubarak, who's now on trial for his role in the killing of hundreds of demonstrators. No jail time for a U.S. Marine who admitted a leadership role in the killing of two dozen Iraqis back in 2006. Staff Sergeant Frank Wuterich pled guilty to negligent dereliction of duty in the notorious Haditha raid when he told his unit to, quote, shoot now, ask questions later. Prosecutors had recommended 90 days confinement, but a plea agreement prevented it. The 31-year-old was the last of eight Marines charged in the case. Six of the charges had dropped and one was acquitted. And Apple says it sold a record 37 million iPhones in the last quarter of 2011 and posted profits of $13 billion. Asian markets are up. European indices are down this morning and futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 12,675. The S&P opens at 1,314. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,786. Well, we're going to be talking with some voters in just a couple of minutes from across the political spectrum about their reactions to the president's speech last night. We want to hear from you about your reaction to the speech and the state of your union in 2012, your family economy, your job, and your prospects. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Bye. You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.